For the past 3 decades, the world-famous F-16 fighter jets have flown over Independence Day celebrations in Utah. But the new F-35A Lightning II will be Hill Air Force Base's new face of the 4th of July flyover.
We'll be going 300 miles an hour, and then we'll be 1,000 feet above the ground there as well, and I'll be 3 feet off my wingman's wing.
Lieutenant Colonel Dave DeAngelis says they have an extremely busy schedule this year. They'll start in West Point, then head north. After that, they'll do flyovers in places like Centerville, Murray, Vernal, and Park City.
Trying to hit 13 towns across the state all in about a 2-hour period.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.